Coffee cup, cold and black. Wish you had a little shot of Jack. Besides that, can't complain. Just trying to do the dang thing. My change of your.
Ah, shit, I went on the wrong show, man.
No, did you?
Yeah.
Hey, Shelly. Where'd you go, Oz? Yeah, I said, oh, shit, I went to the wrong show, man. Where'd you go, Oz?
In that moment, we can read those
shows. Yeah. I went to God Bless New Day, man. And I started fucking talking shit on that. Hey, go on, maggots! And I'm like, oh, fuck! I was on a religious show, you know?
Ouch.
Bloody hell. I might be blocked.
Probably.
Fuck. I didn't mean to. I'm like, hey, how you going, you little bunch of maggots? And it's like, oh shit, I'm on the, not even on the outside. I hear, I don't want to wonder where I'm what the hell is this shit? I went, uh-oh, bye. Wow. You gotta watch these bastards, man. They're not very forgiving. What happened to forgiveness in the book? Wasn't there a verse about that?
Yeah, one or
they
two.
They skipped it.
One or two, yeah.
Turn the other cheek. Shubby! Oh, shit, she's gone.
You lost her, man.
Oh, she's left us. She's left us in the lurch, man. Yeah. Keep playing this song out. Otherwise, we're screwed, man. Amen! There you go. Hey, do it. Hey, Luna. My friend. Sorry, I didn't remember you. That was rude. I didn't mean to be rude. But I am rude.
I mean, you're here.
I'm a lost cause, Luna. I'm a lost cause. Luna's like, there's no need to explain yourself, Osman. We've worked that out. That's fine. Let's move along. I think Luna's woke me up. Luna's from Australia. Did you know that, Russell?
Oh, shit.
Mm.
Oh, from Australia.
Yeah, Luna's up in the Northern Territory. The northern part of Australia, I guess. Well, it's in the same. Yeah. Doesn't need much more explanation than that, I guess. Aren't you, Luna? And Luna plays a little bit of guitar in that. Don't you, Luna? Luna's like, I'm probably thinking of, Luna Linga. Ah, shit. Man, I haven't seen you for so long, Luna. I'm sorry, I'm getting Alzheimer's. So sorry, guys, about my mental capacities fading away. It's Alzheimer's. So you probably won't see me in a year. I'll probably be in a hospital. I'm going to pretend it, actually. I'm going to pretend that I'm like,
oh, where do we go, man?
I'm just gonna freaking freak everyone out. I'm gonna start walking down the street. I might even do it naked. Oh, yeah, I know. I would at least wear undies. I couldn't do it naked, man. I'm a bit of a prude when it comes to that. But I'll at least do it with some sort of weird stuff. Maybe I should do it in my ghillie suit and just start walking down the road. Imagine that. That'll freak people out, eh? With all these freaking arsenals on me. They think this guy's ready for war, man. And when the cops pull me over, I want a good taser in the back left armpit. There we go, Russell. Huh, pretty good.
Sure.
We started the show off really good.
Yeah.
Song.
Yeah, I'm all right with that, yeah.
We need a song, man. Otherwise, everything's going to get out of control. This is never really here to listen to me tripping out.
I thought it was pretty good. I'm not sure.
Hey!
I'm back. Sorry.
Hey! Maggie! Oh, sorry. Hello, Ships. How you going?
Hey, Auden.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
I do it. What do you reckon, Russell? How you doing?
I think she's doing all right. Oh, how you doing?
That's more Boston. What? Where is Shep in Boston?
He's in New Jersey.
Is that near Boston though?
It's in the northeast.
Right. Because where Shep comes from is very similar to Boston, and I remember the guy. The man, I think he called himself the man from Boston. He used to do a podcast, and he'd go, hey, he'd have a cigar. Hey, you doing? And he'd like, yeah, that's sort of a dude. That's why I thought it was funny when Shep come on and got paranoid. Because it had nothing to do with him at all. Well, in my mind frame anyway. Don't know about Russell. Right, he's a bit of a troublemaker, but for me it wasn't. It was just like, yeah, wow. It was just like, that was the one that I was thinking of, and there was, I reckon, an Al Capone movie that says it like that. It's a Boston thing. It's not where Shep comes from. So I have to tell him that if I can remember, but I probably won't. Because my memory is not very good these days, only should be. Do you have any herbal remedies that are good for memory? That can help me out a little bit here.
There are some. I will get back with you. I'll put it on Telegram for you. I'll Telegram to you.
Bloody hell. You could have done it in here because it could have taken up at least 5 minutes of Russell's time.
Well, I'm in the process of doing something else, Oz. I can't just stop what I'm doing.
Well, we need to stop things sometimes, shall we? There are priorities, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my God. Okay, fine.
Oh, shit. There's more to life than family priorities, if you know what I mean.
Well,
I'm just screwing everything now. I'm joking with you. Please don't do it. Don't do it.
No. I'm already up. I'm going to find it. Hold on.
Oh, shit.
Just give me just a freaking ass minute to get to it. And...
Wow. All right.
You see what you've done?
Oh, bloody hell. I know.
See what you've done, Oz? Oh.
Yes. I have seen, I'm witnessing it right now. Yeah. I'm going through the same process as yourselves.
Uh-huh, yeah, whatever.
Well, I am. Well, I'm fucking here. what do you want me to say? Oh, well, I overlooked this. This is stupid. Don't even bother.
Nope.
Makes me
too
sick.
Too late.
I don't want to talk about it.
Shut up.
Oh, wow. I'm getting abused, man. Fuck. I don't think I'll come back here again. This is bad.
All right. Let's look.
This place is abusive, man. It feels like I'm at home. Yeah, what do you want? Come on, hurry up, for Christ's sake.
Oh, I know you're not.
It's only midnight.
Oh, it's
10:47. What?
You can't, well, you're like, being rush mean perfection.
To me. I can rush perfection. Don't you worry about it. Mm-hmm. I've rushed perfection many a times.
Mm-hmm.
If you know what I mean?
I'm sure you have.
I feel you, man.
Squeaked up the old wheel. Bloody hell. I've done nothing. I've actually done nothing, really. When I look at my life, it's pathetic. I feel like killing myself.
Don't go there.
Oh. Okay.
Let's not do that. That's not
it. Yeah, all right. Yeah, so I don't want to talk about that. Hey, John, Uncle Eric.
Hey, Terry. Good to see you, Eric.
Air Rockets, what?
Terror Rockets. I'm having a hard
time. I like it. What's going on?
I like it. The new name.
They love it. It's great. Who get excited about a new name? That's pretty fucking sad, man. Yeah, be getting a new job or something. No, I don't like your new name. I think it sucks. I like your old name. There you go.
Yeah, I know it. Old name.
You want the hard truth?
You're gonna get
it. You don't even know what your name was. That's what I was thinking. But I reckon I'd like it because it sounds cocky. Do you like my new name? Nah, don't like your new name.
Jeez.
Sucks.
Everybody's
sounds stupid.
Yeah, everybody's a critic.
Yeah, fuck it. I don't want his new name. What's your old name? What's his name? Tero, I have a great job.
Terrorakis.
What the fuck is this?
You want improvement, right? Memory improvement?
Who's Tero anyway? Jeez. What's his old name? What's Tero? Well, Tero, what's your old name, mate? I'll tell you if I like Tero.
Hey,
is this Lou?
Yeah, it's
Tero Rock.
Yeah, it's Lou Rock.
Oh, Lou. Nah, I love Lou Rock. Ah, fuck Tero.
I'm asking you a question.
What?
You want memory improvement?
Yeah, he does.
Huh? Yeah, it's something like that.
Okay, you need
Tero. You're Lou Rock, and that's it, mate. What do you want me to be, fucking man in a pink dress? I mean, you know, it's a different scenario, mate. No, you're going to lose the vibe, and no, I'm not even going to remember you. So if you turn up without Lou Rock in my show, I won't even know who the frick you are, mate. Stick with Lou, and you rock. Wow. Stick with Lou and your rock. That's your badge, man. Don't change your name, man. What are you? You're turning into something out of a dark shell of death.
Okay, you need to get... Yep. I'm going to type this because I can't pronounce it. And I'm going to pin.
What are you doing anyway? Actually, what's actually happening in here at the moment? Shelby, what are you doing? What's happening? What's going on?
She's trying to get you asked me.
For Well, how long does this take? Are you sure you're... are you trying to publish something in the room? Is this for Uncle Looney?
No, it's for you.
Oh, don't worry about it. It's taking too long.
No, I know, God, that you don't fucking read this now.
I am reading shit right now, right at this moment. I've had enough. I'm actually going to leave. I'm getting upset. I'm going to stop my own freaking show. I'm sick of this
shit. Bye, Luna.
See you, Luna. I'll catch you later.
You're sick of her asking her to look something up for you and then looking it up for you?
Well, don't look it up. I don't care. I don't want you to get stressed out about it. Bloody hell.
I'm not stressed out about it. I don't got it.
What do you want?
There in the chat.
What are you talking about? I'll look it up.
Oh, my God.
Well, if it's too fucking hard, I'll look it up.
I've already got it there. It's in the chat, Hans. I couldn't pronounce it, so I put it in the chat.
Well, now I've got to type it out. Just send me in Telegram.
That's what she said to begin with.
I know she's been pissed off at me. Sorry, Shelby. I know I'm an arsehat. I know. I just realized exactly what I said then and what you'd already said. Yeah. Oh, man. This might be our breaking point, Russell. Where me and Shelby finally split paths. Yeah, it was, man. Yeah. It was freaking hilarious. Oh, she's pissed with me, man. Look at her. Oh, shit.
Yeah, that was funny. Just messaged me in Telegram.
What a nut wood. It's fucking hilarious. All right, let's play a song. Oh, actually.
You missed it, man.
It should have been smellable.
What a mess.
I asked Shelby to look something up, so she looked
you
it up.
You missed nothing, man.
And when she looked it up, she put it
she
in the chat,
upset.
And I was, well, first she was like, I'll just send it to you on Telegram. He was like, no, put it in the show. And so she was like, all right, I'll go look it up. And she went and looked it up, and she couldn't pronounce it, so she put it in chat, and I was just like, well, shit, now I got to type it out. You got to just send it to me on Telegram.
It's fucking hilarious, man.
Hey, sweet angel, baby.
Hey, there's nothing better when you can laugh at yourself, hey. That's fucking great. Hey, whoever does that, man, who laughs at themselves? Fucking weirdo. Anyway. Oh, yeah, the fucking ABC does it, eh? I was asking him questions the other night, and all he done was keep giggling. So he can't giggle, man. You got to give me the answer. He's a fucking weirdo, man. I thought I was fucking nuts. This guy, I reckon he's batshit crazy. That's all right. What are you doing? What's all this typing fucking sound?
I'd like to know, too, as I would.
It's ticking, man.
That's bad, man. That's bad.
When I find the rest area, though, I'm going to find out what the fuck it is.
Wow. You should be ashamed of yourself, man. You can't even press me. Are you that fucking head? Are you really that fucking head? This is what I think about these sort of aspects. That you can't even press mute.
Why would he
like, if I was going to have a friendly fart,
oh,
I'd go.
He's not farting.
Well, here we go. I'm going to have a friendly fart, so I'm going to press mute.
Yeah, does the noise upset you that bad, Oz?
I thought he spoke Morse code.
Yeah, it don't even sound that bad. It does sound like something's ticking, though. Like something's Something is amiss. Does it feel like it's being...
I just gotta get to a spot to pull off. It just started like 5 minutes ago, man. It's been annoying the shit out of me, too. I guess the tarp ripped again.
Yeah. It sounds like something's flapping or something.
Ain't the part that you're sending me Morse code, man.
All right. I said your noise is driving him crazy. He's going to mute.
Did it help? It ain't working on my end.
It sounds like a popcorn maker.
Good morning, Sweet Angel Bear. Good morning, Eric.
Later, Oz. Oh, welcome back, Oz.
Well, I've been yelling abuse support for the last 5 minutes. This has been pissing me off.
I thought you spoke Morse code. You're supposed to be translating this shit, bro.
Oh man, this is bad. Oh, yeah. I've been yelling at you, man, and you couldn't even hear one word. It was disgusting. Hey, listen to this, man. What I come across today with my daughter. We got a little kettle, and it's the weird thing is that the kettle is actually perfect for a tea bag or two, and it's an amazing kettle. Yeah, everything that I can do with it. But the thing is, it's got a heart on it with strawberry shortcake. Yeah. You know what I mean?
All right.
So it looks a little bit homosexual or a lot of little kids sort of an aspect. So I thought instead of looking like Uncle Herbert, I might put a Slayer emblem over it. And on the back, actually, if I turn it around, it just looks like a white little kettle. Man, I used to have a
just
white...
Just make you some damn tea with it, man. Who cares? Who cares if it's on it? Ain't nobody coming in your room and like, oh, look at the guy who likes a little strawberry shortcake. Nobody even knows.
Can I tell you a story about kettles before I get really rudely interrupted?
Oh, yeah, my bad.
See, that was your show. Check this out, man. I love Chinese kettles, bone china, and I love to sit here and put my lavender and... I can't say this properly. And my green tea into my little pot.
Thank God.
And fucking
in this story.
Man, come on, man. Let me tell me this. Let me tell the guys the story, you know what I mean? It's a freaking pretty trippy story when you think about it. But I like to put my green tea and my lavender. Sometimes chamomile, you know, it depends on the aspects of the time. And so I put them all, maybe even three. I'll just put the whole lot in there. But this thing, oh, it's beautiful. It's the most beautiful cup. It's the most beautiful pot I've ever seen. But the problem is, it's got a fucking little girly thing on it. I'll have to take a picture and send it through to what's your name outside of freaking normal? I.
Mm-hmm.
It's called
yeah, no.
Strawberry Shortcakes.
Yeah, I know who she is. I remember.
You know who she is?
Yeah, I remember from when my sister watched her. Her and Rainbow Bright.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, rainbow bright. Right. It's one of those fucking things. So, yeah, if I turn the kettle around there, it looks really cool. I've been wanting, I don't know what happened, a porcelain Chinese cup of tea about, but this is perfect for a little cup. And I thought, oh, fuck it. We're just sorting stuff out and they're going to go in the bin pretty much. I'll use that. Oh, I will actually use that every day. I'll put my green tea bag in there with my chamomile, my moringa, my mushroom seven mix, my chamomile. I think I said the other fucking thing that I use, green tea. I'll put all these aspects into this cup or into this mug, which is only a freaking cup, really, when you think about it, the size of the thing. And I am going to be like a god. Russell, you know, the problem is that I'm worried about is that because of my high intelligence and all these other rest. He's going to start talking. Sorry, I'm trying to hold myself together here. Because of my intelligence. Oh, I can't do this. I'm going to have a piss. Fuck this. All right, I'm going to put myself on mute. Yeah, I'm going to put myself on mute, man. This is stupid. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
I'm going to go have a whiz.
Yeah,
I'm going to have a whiz, man.
Yeah, go do that, man.
Yeah. I'll tell you about it when I come back. My high intelligence and all these other aspects that'll blow your mind, dude.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I done an IQ test the other day. I'll tell you about that when I come back. When I come up, you have a guess. Have a guess in the room what my IQ was. Fucking
98.7. No, that's your body temperature.
Underestimated.
That's your body temperature.
Underestimated. We go on to the next level. We reach eugenics.
Oz, you didn't mute.
I don't know if you realize is that or not.
You know when you hear the river start.
He failed.
I just don't ask any questions. Hey James, how you doing? Hey, Beth.
I didn't hear a grunt, so that was a good sign.
I don't know. He may have knocked himself out. Hey, James.
What's up, James?
I was going to pause, sound like you're about to break down.
I'm getting off on the rest area now.
That would be your luck, wouldn't it, Bo? What's up, sir? How you doing?
Yeah.
Hey,
see?
Hello, Shelby, love. Oh, Ozzy.
We don't know for sure if Ozzy's awake.
I mean, it sounded like he fell. Yeah. Or something fell. I don't know if it was him.
This is the craziest shit I've ever seen for a rest area. I had to do a big loop-de-loop just to get in here.
Continue for half a mile. Head west toward I-75 south.
Head is quick and shitless.
You lost Paul.
Oh, my bungee cord broke.
Shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, another one somewhere?
So, should you cover?
Nah. We'll just tie it together and call it good. Hopefully, I didn't slingshot the other end into another person's boat because it ain't back here at all.
Yeah, right.
Damn, you don't see that come flying through the windscreen at you, do you?
Yeah. Oh, is he still alive?
Yeah. Here. Hello.
I'll be right back. I gotta take a piss.
I outside.
Wow.
I outside.
You've been looking in windows again.
Yeah.
Yeah. You okay? Okay. We just heard everything collapse and was wondering if you were okay.
Shoopy! Hey, going down. Bloody hell. How you doing? Bloody hell. How you doing?
How you doing?
Fucking not too well, man. I was smashed with tits.
That's a surprise.
Like,
yeah, right.
No, I'm all right. Okay.
You sure?
I can hold the show together, yep.
All right.
Just making sure, buddy.
Bullshit! Sis like, bullshit! I can do it, Sue. I really could. I could actually hold the show together.
I don't think so.
I do! No. 2 hours, it might be a different story, but I reckon I could pull off for about 2 hours for sure.
How about trying that 1 hour when the old man's on then, eh?
No, I don't like going on the old man because he doesn't like swearing.
No, I didn't take on it. No. Just do your own thing when he's on.
Oh, yeah. I take all of his clientele away. That's the problem. they all come to my show and it's like, shit, he gets the shits with me. He messages me later and he goes, what are you doing, you little maggot? Stop fucking taking my clientele away. And I said, well, it is my show, man. And, oh, I don't want to go in too deep into it, but he gets really annoyed when I start doing a show when he does. Like Russell does as well. He does the same thing, eh?
Russell don't give a damn.
Yeah, don't fling your shit around here, Ozman. We know better than that. Yeah. Sorry, Russell. Put you under the bus. Sorry. Under the bus. Yeah. I'm full of apologies, man. I'm sick of saying sorry. I really am, but I am sorry because I am an ass. I am an asshat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, well, don't have to agree. Maybe I'm around.
That was... I was supposed to say, no, you're not. Oh, it's no, you're yeah. not at all, mate.
He's like,
Self-aware.
Moving right along. Yeah, it is.
There was no one compared to Brown Nose You, was there?
Yeah. I'm an asset for sure. It's all right.
Are you playing Rocket League, Russ, are you?
No, I'm just sitting here. I'm reading a text from my wife.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be Sarah.
Bloody hell, you spent 8 hours with her last night, mate. Give her a break. Bloody hell. Another fucking 4 hours. Shit.
She's missing. Man.
I lay off for a while. Oh, yeah, she's loving it. He probably pulled out the box of chocolates and everything. I reckon you'd done a little bit Casanova last night.
No. Yeah, I reckon.
I reckon you'd done some.
Watch some TV. Yeah, I'm serious.
That's the way, man. Bit of mixed martial arts, fucking fight. Bang! Hitting someone in the head. Yeah. That'd be like romance to me if I was... Imagine meeting a chick like that who likes all that sort of stuff. That'd be crazy. That would be crazy.
Right up your street, that would be yours.
Yeah. If I could meet a mix, even actually, I would... The only thing that would curtail to my desires would be a mixed martial arts lady. Produced to me from Iran or something like that. That is just put on a boat and just shipped over. And there's my wife, right? I don't care no more, Sue. I don't want to fucking muck around with them anyway.
Better off getting a little tighter.
They're trouble. These women are trouble, man.
They are trouble. I've got to agree with you there, Ros. Nothing but trouble, mate.
What was Cap saying about me freaking throwing panties or tampons up against a fucking wall? What the fuck was that? What the fuck was that?
You said that you went to the bathroom and had to use tampons behind the mirror.
Yeah.
What would that be a possibility?
Because you're always telling us that, Oz.
Oh, about my tampons? Oh, yeah. I'll get a bleeding penis. That is fucking hysterical. But these cunts, they leave the fucking... they leave the fucking toilet roll on the fucking ground.
So annoying. So
pick that cunt up. Oh, yeah, that was a brief, shit. Oh, wow, he's pulling up some old material. Bloody hell.
No, it was only last week you was moaning about it.
Oh! I'm not surprised at all. What a fucking retard. I mean... I throw out so much shit, and then I just go the next morning. I go, I don't even fucking listen to this crap, man. This is gonna be bad. Oh, yeah, fucking maggots.
Don't give them any toilet rolls, and they can't leave the empty roll there, can they? They ain't got nothing to wipe their
arms on. Oh shit, too. One of the last ones I had, Chris Ferritone's coming to my show and...
Yeah, that's all right. I'm just used to being called an adult. No, I didn't.
As long as it's not some sort of fat connotations, we're right. Okay.
We're all right with that. So I don't mind being called an old dog. It's all right, love.
Yeah. I don't even like the word cunt, to be honest with you. I don't use that in my vocabulary. I don't even like actually language.
Only when you're referring to me, eh, love?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. See, that's the thing. I would never call anyone like that, you know. Oh, apart from some Iranians that come into the room, but yeah, you know what I mean. Like, I would never actually do it deliberately to hurt anyone's feelings.
Well, I'm just because, not anyone, am I?
But I just call them maggots and Billy bastards. I don't like the C word. That's the weird thing that Americans and Canadians don't understand about Australian and what do you call it? British United Kingdom fucking freaks. Like, that we have a different vocabulary, you know what I mean? That is a little bit out there, but it doesn't mean what it sort of means to you, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like the C word even, and I am, I know where you're coming from, but when I call someone a maggot and Billy Bass, as it was, it's like they don't understand it. We have a different harmonics. We have a different perspective on things where we are a little bit out there. We like to take the piss out of people. It's just fun. You're a fucking idiot. Well, I'm going to call you an idiot. As simple as that. You don't like it? Well, fuck off. You know what I mean? Little Billy Bastard. You're a freak. Yeah, well, this is the way it works. Is that okay to do that? Russell, can you take over? For Christ's sake, is this... This is Russell's show.
But you were doing so well, Oz.
Yeah, oh. I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't even know where to go from all there, dude. Like, I don't even know where I'd... Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can keep going.
Hey, Abraham, how you doing?
I felt like I was left in the lurch, you know what I mean?
No, no. You're doing well, man.
Well, thanks, mate. I really do appreciate it. Well, I can continue the story. See, the thing is, Auntie Sue, is that bloody, you got to get rid of all these bastard dogs that are just fucking coming in here. And we got the Kalergi plan, we got all these other aspects. They're trying to take over Western societies. It's not going to be the same, you know. They want to unite the United Kingdom with now. With, believe it or not, with Africa. Have you heard about that?
Rwanda.
Yeah. No, what's going on here?
No, no. We're just shuffling our shit out there, Oz. That's all we're doing, we're shuffling our shit out there.
Hey, we got the we got four cases and they can have Rwanda.
Finally got out of that lot. How far you got to go, Paul?
1 hour and 37 minutes from delivery.
Oh, fuck, you ain't even got there yet. Shit.
No, I stopped about 2 o'clock this morning, took me a little nap in the hotel, and now I'm on the road again.
Oh, okay, love. Okay, got you.
Poor little buddy got tired.
They didn't want to meet me there at 4 o'clock in the morning, assholes.
Yeah, I get that. They should think about the driver, shouldn't they?
I didn't figure the with the place being under construction, it'd be a good place to camp out. So
I'm just under 2 hours now from home, thank God. So.
It is good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now this Florida sheriff's truck says sheriff's office, but under it says community service officer civilian. So is it a civilian or is it an actual officer in there?
So if it says civilian, it's a civilian.
Yeah, but it says sheriff's office on top.
You need to know, man. You're the fucking host. You know everything.
You need to know, man. You need to do some digging. You're a media correspondent. You need to get right into the scene right now and go sort this stuff out. Are we doing it? Are we working it out? Well, G, we have reached a breach. And the breach is that outside of normal ain't living up to the standards of the time. So we have missed critical media talk. Critical media talk. What do you reckon, Russell?
I don't even know, man. Good? I thought Paul was talking about a hotel and staying and leaving and being there at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I don't know what happened after that.
That's pretty good.
He kind of fell off after that.
There you going, Sue. Good to see you. Can me and Sue just talk without anyone else talking in the background?
Yeah, if you go on Discord or fucking Telegram.
Can Sue and I just talk without anyone else in the background?
Probably not. I mean, it's a podcast and everything, and we're all here.
The Magic 8-Ball says it's not in your future.
Can Sue and I just talk about something in the background?
I'm in and out. Just doing 80 mile an hour at the moment, trying to get home quick.
She said, spit it out, mate.
Sue.
Spit it out, you maggot. I did it, really.
What we need to talk about is some very serious issues at the moment. I don't think these people fully comprehend. So I'll talk to you on Telegram or Discord, whatever your priorities might be.
Either doesn't matter, but you won't get an answer at me for about 2 hours before I'm home. So.
Okay, all right. I've got some stories about Shelby as well that I want to talk about and analyze her. I think she might be corrupting the situation.
She's my friend.
Yeah. So we might even talk about her later and bring up. I think she might be part of the Russian mafia. To be honest with you.
She is.
Yep.
I didn't know.
So.
Yes,
I do know that she is pretty much, so we'll talk about that later because I don't want to talk about her in front of her, you know what I mean?
Like I'm not here.
Oh, shit, she's on there. Freaking hell, they're everywhere. The Russian mafia is on us again. Bloody hell. Hey, Shelby. Do you mind if we load up a conversation, talk about Sue a little bit later? I think she might be part of the MK Ultra Society. Hey, Russell, do you mind if we have a little bit of a conversation about a ship? I've heard of things about MK Ultra and all these other aspects. I could start all sorts of shows about everyone, man. It'd be freaking great. No, it must just start trouble. I got it. I got it. Everyone's screwed, man. Wow, it's just one big show. I hope everyone appreciates my humor. Pretty crappy, actually. I am Australian, so there is some sort of thing that people can come together and
clap their hands. Fuck. I think I might be mentally ill.
No, I just think you're all right, man.
Yeah.
How you doing, Saint?
Sorry?
I said, how you doing, Saint?
I'll be home before I know it, where I'm going.
Sherry, won't you come out tonight? Dum 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 dum. Why don't you come out? She'd be loving it. Oh yes, man! I'll come out for you, you little freaking freak. I've got an introverted penis. Nothing to get excited about. Stay with your husband, down. Nothing to get too excited about. This will please you. I can eat your bed. Little fucking looks ugly. I wouldn't even bring it.
If your penis is that big, I better start knitting your willy warmer for Christmas now, then, mate.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It sucks. I don't need warmers. I got socks. That's right.
Tuck in your socks, too.
I don't even touch the thing. I think it's fucking hideous. Stupid. It's crazy. I'm fucking being honest, man.
Hey, Eric, how you doing? You got about 7 minutes to the old man.
It's that time. It's that time. It's that time.
Yep, it's about that time. It is. We have made it through another.
Oh, yeah. Oh, stay there, you stupid. Some people never heard of mirrors, have they? Never heard of mirrors at all.
Oh, shit. I hit the wrong show.
You're overrated.
You smashed.
Mirrors are overrated, yeah.
Yeah, they're overrated. Right.
Yeah, you got lane assist.
Well, yeah, I know, but she obviously hasn't. No, she's trying to overtake a lorry while I'm going past her at 80 miles an hour. She just decides she wants to pull out without even looking.
Yes, not good. You always gotta look before you pull out. You never know where that shit goes.
Hey, going, Uncle Russell. Good to see you again, man.
Hey, Eric. Hey, how's it going?
Oh! Look at me. I'm not a homosexual, man. I'm a lesbian.
Alright.
I became a lesbian last night.
That makes you feel better?
Oh, yeah. Good. Oh, yeah. I feel great. I haven't seen so much carpet in my house this side of the Mississippi, you know what I mean? There's carpet fucking rugs everywhere, man.
Put your face down on it, Ross.
I don't want to talk about it. So, please. The kids are getting a bit worried. Hey, Shepard! Hey, how you going, old mate? I thought I heard your voice. You fucking little weirdo. What are you doing, man?
How you doing, bro? Good morning.
Good to see you, man.
How you doing?
Sorry to call you. How you doing?
Hey, yeah.
Oh, you didn't like that. It's over. It's getting old.
What's up, Ozzy?
Yeah.
Very arrogant chat.
Oh, shit, didn't you, though?
Yeah.
Hey, you doing?
Okay, hey, we'll go.
Yeah.
What's that noise?
You didn't have a sense of humor tonight.
Oh, me?
Yeah. You've lost your sense of humor.
I didn't hear a joke yet.
Well, we said, "How you doing?"
Uh-huh.
How you doing,
Ozzy?
How you doing, bro? That was funny the other night when you thought it was a I got nothing to do. Actually, I think it was something where from Boston more than your area. Does that ring a bell? Isn't that Boston that talks like that?
How you doing? Joey off of Friends, isn't it? Friends? I don't know what it is.
Yeah. It was that guy, Joey, the one that was like the actor.
How you going? I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, right. Right.
Yeah, how you going?
And now everybody's saying it. Not everyone is in it.
Even if it was from you, man. You might have created a craze if it was even from you. So I would take it. Say I'm the one that started this because I always say, "Hey, did you ever?" I don't even remember hearing you say it.
He always says it.
Does he?
He always says it. Yeah. I think so, you should.
Why don't you start paying attention to me, Ozzy? Huh?
Well, fuck me, mate. You never listen, man.
You never listen when I talk to you.
I don't listen to no one, man.
Everyone knows that. I'm not no one. I'm someone.
Okay? I know you are. I know. I feel bad. I love you, man, with all my heart. You're my favorite.
All right, man.
You're the man. Here we go. Oh, shit. I love you, man. You and Sue would probably be up in the close ones. Russ is coming in the close sixth. But there are vibes, man. There are vibes. But well, fucking hell. How you doing?
I hope they do for your sake, Oz.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to talk about it.
I'm doing all right. I'm doing okay. Yeah. Doing well.
I'm sorry.
I feel like I'm in a whip snake too.
What was that?
I smoke too much marijuana.
Dude,
I'm fucking ripped, man.
Speaking of smoking too much weed. So,
I don't even know what I'm doing. I can't even move.
Damn, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, it doesn't take much. Yeah, that's a good one, mate. I don't know how Russell does it, man. If I was Russell, I'd just be a fucking comatose fucking cockroach. I'd just be sitting there looking at the ceiling, man, with what he has. I can't handle it, man. Can't do it. I'd be like a sloth. Fuck me, man.
Were you talking about the weed?
Yeah, man, I'd be just...
Oh, yeah, I don't know, man.
I can't even drive or nothing, man.
I'd imagine it takes you a long time of smoking weed to get used to smoking weed like that. Mm. I personally don't know, but...
Would say, Russ, about 35 years?
That's a commitment, bro. That's a commitment.
With what, right, hey, I would just sit in the car by about 3 p.m. and I wouldn't even be driving, man. I'd be that smashed. I could not drive. There's no way I could function. I don't know how he does it. It's freaking incredible.
And some people just function better on it than without it, man. I've seen people like this before. They do this.
It's what keeps killing, man.
Yeah.
And like this, I'm serious, yo. This Italian chick I used to be in college was the same way. I was like, how the fuck? And I used to smoke all the time to her. And I would be just fucking like a vegetable. I would be so stupid in front of like people. I didn't know, like I couldn't talk. I couldn't laugh. Oh, everything I said, I questioned. And I'm like, so uncomfortable. Every time I'm around this bird, I'm acting like a fucking weirdo, man. She's all fucking.
I can't.
So stupid butterfly.
It is 10:02, man. So I'm gonna head over here to the old man show.
Yeah. See
you
later.
Off you go. Off you
go. I am. I'll see everybody soon. Though.
Go away.
Back at 12. Y'all have a good one.
Yeah.
See you later, my friends.
I didn't catch him, man.